That's at 9. Now it's 7:45, and time for Saturday Night Theatre.
The New Marina by Julia Schofield, with Sylvester Latuzel as Jean and Stephen Tomkinson as Tim.
Ben? Ben!
Hey, come on, fella. Come on, boy. No, no, there ain't no rabbits there, I've told you. More sense. Come on. What is it, fella?
Hey, what?
What, over there? No. No rabbits on that boat. Too new. There's no rats neither.
Come on.
Go on down, fella. Get down, Ben. Go on, get down them steps. Good fella. Hello? Yeah, we're back. Do you want a cup of Tom? Yes, yes, in a minute, Benji. In a minute. Go on. Hey, go see Tom. Go on. Go see Tom. There. Have a good strong and dab. Ah, that water gets heavier, I swear. Yes, just wait now, Benji. Wait. Hey, you'll wear that tail out, I'm telling you. Right. Go on, there's your dinner. Go on, good boy. Soon be boiling. It should be warming up any day now. It's a bit chilly, isn't it? Hey, it's your birthday soon, isn't it? Is it April? Or is it May? Well, we'll have to get you something, won't we? Is it... What is it, May? Oh, well, we've time to save up, then. I'll soon have this blazing again. You know, you shouldn't let it get this low. There. I mean, it's not as if we're out of it. We've plenty of wood drying. Snug as bugs. So how's it going, then? Is that the 6th jumper? Yeah, well, she keeps asking at the shop when you'll be finished knitting. Oh, it's just the labels. All right. Oh, well, won't be long, then. Oh, hey, I like this one, Dad. Yeah, good pattern. Anyway, have to get back quick today. Well, he's got a lot on. He wasn't keen on me coming back. I'll just have me tea and then I'll get out.
You're out of your tiny, if you don't mind me saying.
I can't see either of them.
The old barge was moored in the lee down there. Can't see for those trees. I suppose your new cruiser's somewhere alongside.
I wish it was mine. Is this the only way down?
The old man and his son use it, so it must be. Nice folk.
£2, you said?
Yes, Dad. Strange place to spend your Easter holidays, isn't it?
Oh, I couldn't want anything better. It's just a bit more out of the way than I thought.
And a bit muddier, judging by those silly things.
What's wrong with these boots?
Rather you than me in that field.
I think the gate's stuck. Oh, it won't go. Riddle.
You'll have to climb over then. Come on, leg up, don't worry. I'll pass your rucksack when you're over.
Okie doke. Oh, thanks.
I'll be back about 3, Dad. There's that ham left for tea. Hey, and keep that stove in, we don't need to stint. I'll get more seeds from the garden shop on the way back. Yeah, when the sun dries out that patch a bit more, we can get going. Save us a lot of carrying our own vegetables, won't it? Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Okay, Ben, I'll just go up. Okay, good boy, come on. Up, up. Oh, I swear you get heavier. Ah, oh, no, don't lick me. Go on, get up. you'd have done. Oh, if you can get down, I don't see why you can't get back up. God, you deaf dog.
Everywhere. Is it always like this?
It's because a Redman's tractor gets churned up.
Well, I should have realised, but I thought it'd be drier. Oh, it's all over my rucksack. I'm Jean. I'm staying on Mr. Redman's boat for a bit. Did he tell you? Oh, you mustn't do that. Oh, please don't carry them. Oh, I'm stopping you doing whatever you were doing.
You're not as strong as me.
But I could manage. Please don't bother.
It's no fuss.
Oh, well, thank you. You're Tim, aren't you? You live on the barge?
We was made stronger. We should help when we can.
Well, it's very kind of you.
Well, careful.
Oh, thanks. I've never seen the estuary from here before. It's very wide, doesn't it? Glorious. Look at him chasing those birds. I feel guilty you hit him. He thought I was playing. What's he called? Ben?
Benjamin. But Tom wanted to call him Sammy. But that isn't as dignified as Ben.
The last time I saw the Chinook, she was a gleam in the designer's eye.
Only been here 2 days.
Oh, I know. Mr. Redman brought her down specially. We must be nearly there, aren't we? I still can't see anything.
Under those trees. In a minute.
Oh! Well, that looks like an allotment. Are you growing things? Tim? Oh! Isn't it lovely? Is that your barge? What a quaint old thing.
It's all metal.
Where on earth did you find it?
There's John Redman's boat.
Where? Oh, she looks a bit odd moored up here, doesn't she? Should be zipping around the Greek islands with lots of tanned people on board.
There's too much of that by the town. All fibreglass. Weekenders. Oh, I'll put a piece of rope for you. The planks get slippery.
That's very kind of you. Thanks, Tim. You and your father must eat with me sometimes, if you'd like that. Well, hello, boat. Hey! Hello there!
Jeannie! Hello!
Your timing's great! I've just arrived!
Here! Catch! You'll have to do better than that.
I'm out of practice. Hold on.
Here.
Oh, got it.
Tie it off on there. Can you take these? Can you manage?
Yep. I'm only staying a month, you know. What have you brought?
Just a few things you might need till you get settled. Hello, nuisance. Long time no see.
Oh, Uncle John. Thank you for letting me stay.
Over the top, as usual. It's great to see you, Jeannie.
Shouldn't I pipe you on board?
Come and see inside. What about whiskey? A warming welcome with spirit.
Have I got some?
Left-hand locker.
Oh, should have known.
And the glasses. Just there.
Oh, boy. How to stay afloat. She's beautiful, Uncle John. Really beautiful.
You like her?
So much more space than I remember on Sarah's drawings. She must be pleased. Two Chinook.
Chinook.
Oh.
Nice to see you, kid.
Don't you mind corrupting me?
If half a year at university hasn't done it, I don't think I'm going to. However, there's ginger and things in there if you want.
Oh, no, I like it neat. Oh, it's good to be here. I'd have gone mad at home. I've got so much work. Look at that lot.
Well, I never guessed you'd take me up on it. Tim's going to keep an eye out for you. It can get a bit wild up the estuary, even under the trees here.
I didn't fancy the harbour, Uncle John. Too many people.
Hmm. Trust you to have lunatic ideas. Ah, it's mostly groceries in here. Mm-hmm. Things I thought you might overlook, like loo rolls, matches, dustbin bags. Mm. What are you going to do with your rubbish? You'd better take it into town whenever you go.
Right.
Ah, now, Sarah gave me a couple of things before I forget. Yes. An ordnance survey map, so you can find all the good walks. Mm-hmm. And up the cliffs, that way, it's particularly pretty. And, some ancient history. A prize discovery, that. She found it in a junk shop back in London, so you'd better not lose it.
Oh, great!
Now, the harbour's quite worth exploring, too, even though you turned your nose up at a mooring there. And the hamburger joint's in the high street.
I'll clock that in the taxi.
Well, we know your priorities.
I'm into pot noodles now.
Oh, good. You might have planned to live off the land.
Oh, I love large-scale maps. You see such odd things, Mark, don't you? What's this little squiggle?
Squiggle? That's where you are now, idiot.
Oh, yes.
That's the town and the station, and the boatyard's a mile and a half that way. See this?
Where?
It represents a call box. Only 5 minutes once you're on the road, so you've no excuse. I want you to use it every day.
What?
I promised your father I'd keep an eye on you.
Well, what can I get up to out here, for heaven's sake?
Now, this isn't a toy, Jean, and I'm sure you feel quite confident you can take care of yourself, but you could rick your ankle anything. Your phone. Or better still, come and see us up at the boatyard.
Okay. Is there a bus that goes that way?
Oh, don't change, do you? Come all the way out here to get away from civilization, then forget what your legs are for. If I'm not busy, I'll run you back. How's that?
Oh, what's that?
Well, Tim's coming on board.
Oh, he said he'd put up a grab rope for the gangplank.
That's a nuisance. I did ask him to get back to the yard.
Where shall I put all these? God, I've two essays to write and all these books to wade through. My shoulder nearly broke carrying them.
In here.
Do Tim and the old man know about your plans?
I tell them they probably have a couple of years' peace. Here, give me those. And Tim could help me get it all started. Do the wiring and the pipes for me if he wanted.
When I arrived, he seemed a bit put out.
It's his manner. He doesn't mean anything. Ah, there. Jean, I hope this was sensible. Didn't you want to bring someone?
I was longing to be on my own. So much goes on at Exeter, I'm getting a bit behind.
Well, your first year's supposed to be for enjoying yourself, making a few friends.
I know, which I spend my second year getting rid of. And there is someone already. Well, I thought university would be a hotbed of politics and radical feminism, but it's all terribly conservative. Big and small C. Everyone seems quite keen on work, too.
Very pleased to hear it.
I'm really into the philosophes at the moment.
Oh, heck. Does that mean another social scientist on the way?
I don't think so. Oh, he's going. Tim! Thank you! Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Rather reticent is our Tim, doesn't anybody?
What happened to his hand?
The scar. Or some accident in a brewery, I think he said.
I couldn't help notice him when he carried my things.
It goes all the way up. Very nasty. But he's as strong as an ox. That's a couple of hours for me in the mornings. But they're a pair of scroungers, really. Well, I'm on cooking detail tonight. I should be getting back. Mm. Now, are you sure you're going to be all right?
Yes, I promise. And thanks.
You know how the loo works, don't you?
And where the batteries are and the gas switch. You told me on the phone.
And don't let them bother you next door.
I haven't met the old man yet.
Tom.
He's the one that can't speak, isn't he?
A catalogue of disasters between them. Oh, yes. Very important. Will you turn the engine over occasionally? Only for a minute or two. Keep the batteries charged. You sure you know how to do it?
Yes, yes.
But don't take it into your head to go sailing off anywhere. She hasn't had a tryout yet. We had to tow her around here.
Oh, gosh, I didn't realise.
Especially for you.
Oh, no. You shouldn't have. I should have gone to the harbour. Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, don't be silly. We've tied you to the bank very securely.
But I know what she means to you both. Oh, Uncle John.
You mean a lot to me, too. I wish you weren't growing up quite so fast.
Oh, Well, I'll guard her with my life.
Do that.
Didn't know you could cook.
I can't. It doesn't seem to get me out of it these days.
Good for Sarah. Mm. Tell her Chinook's splendid. And give her my love. And thanks again. I'll ring you tomorrow, I promise.
Look forward to it, Jeannie. Enjoy yourself and take care.
Bye!
Yes, I'll accept the call.
You're through now, caller.
Hello, Mum. Sorry to call so late.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Stupid phone box. It's a phone card thing. Look, can you do me a favour?
Twist my arm, I might.
If my checkbook arrives, can you post it onto the boatyard? Should come Monday or Tuesday.
Well, you left your copy of Candide. Do you want that as well?
No. Thanks, though. I've masses to be getting on with. You'd love it here. Chinook's parked under this little cliff next door to this ancient metal barge. It was like cooking supper in a Wendy house.
Will you be warm enough?
Oh, I think so. It's got one of those heater things.
Good. Marcus rang for you.
What did you say?
Oh, you'd gone off into the wild somewhere. What did you want me to say? Jean?
I don't know, Mum.
Poor boy, he should be nursing his wounds, not you.
Thanks.
Well, I don't think you treated him very honourably. How's John Redman? Have you seen him yet?
The same as ever, as generous as ever. Are things okay between him and Sarah?
Good heavens, I hope so.
Oh.
Why do you ask?
Nothing, really.
She's very bright. Brighter than his first wife. And she stopped his philandering.
Mother? Did he?
Well, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, am I? Your generation seems so naive compared with mine.
Just because we don't think about sex all the time. Look, I'd better go. It's getting dark and the path's awfully muddy.
Why haven't you got a torch?
Well, you can see when you get to the moorings. Both boats with their lights on. It's rinky-dink. But by the road's a bit hairy.
You will ring me occasionally, won't you?
I just have.
I know, but would you like to try not reversing the charges next time?
Mum, I'm on a grant.
The coppers are rattling this end too, you know.
Oh.
Take care, darling.
Kenneth Clark about changes to the NHS, which will introduce self-governing hospitals and competition into medicine. They say patients will suffer.
Down, Ben.
And now, Richard...
I'm coming. Hey, that smells good, Tom. Always does when you've been hard at it. I haven't seen her this morning. Oh, he's got a temper on him, that Redman has. I mean, it wasn't over anything particular. Well, I mean, I couldn't get the generator working first off, and then the wheels came away on a trolley we were moving. But he's nice as pie one minute. I checked the moorings for her. Oh, wouldn't mind a boat like that. What? Where? Well, you've something to show me. Oh. What, in the cabin? Oh. All right, then. Oh. Actually, move the bacon over so that it doesn't burn. Ah, oh, hey, they've done very well under the windows, haven't they? Mm. Yeah, very perky. You reckon they're ready to go in? Yeah, well, if the frosts are over. I had a feel of the soil this morning. It needs digging again, you know, marking out. So, let's get breakfast over and then we'll sort things out.
Sorry, Russo. Sorry, Haydn. The sun's shining.
Isn't it a wonderful afternoon? The sun. Tom, I'm Jean, Mr. Redmond's niece. What? You want me to do something? Hold the string. Oh, I see, you're marking out rows. Tom, can you lip read?
Yeah.
I must say, you're far more talkative than Tim. Sorry. You talk more than Tim. Now, I have to make a phone call, but I'll be back in a minute. Then I'll help you with the digging, okay?
Are you going to let all your girlfriends use my boat before I get a chance to?
She's so stupid. She just wants a bit of peace and quiet so she can work uninterrupted. The Chinook's perfect.
Yeah, I know she's perfect. I designed her. Please don't be so patronizing. Oh,
Sarah, I was her father's friend before she was born. As far as I know, she's perfectly happy with her boyfriend.
That doesn't seem to have stopped you before. Tamerton, 310.
Oh, hello, Sarah. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you, Jean. How was your first night on board?
Smashing. I think she's lovely. Did John tell you? I'm terribly grateful. And the layout's brill.
Thank you, my dear. Hold on. I'll pass you over. Hold on.
Oh, thanks.
Hello, Jeannie.
Just reporting in as promised.
Everything all right down there?
Perfect. I had a lovely night. Woke early. I couldn't think where I was. All those lousy seabirds.
Good.
And I ran the engine. Very fruity.
Good. Good. I'm pleased to hear it.
You all right? You sound a bit tense. Hey, I've just introduced myself to Tom. He's terribly funny. Makes me die.
Good. I'm glad you rang. I meant to warn you, we're expecting high tides tonight and over the next few days, so will you get Tim to check your ropes for you?
I've done all that.
Yes, but we don't want her maiden voyage to be unintentional, do we?
Okay.
Everything else is all right, is it?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, look after yourself, then. Lovely to talk. Give me a bell tomorrow.
Yes, and you. Uncle John?
I expect I could arrange a couple of nights with Phyllis. That'll leave you entirely free to do whatever you please.
Sarah, you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Strange you picked somebody bright this time. Didn't think that was your type.
Cavalry. This is what I need, Tom. I'm dying of thirst. Look, I burst a blister. Well, I'll sleep well tonight. Looks great with a few seedlings in, doesn't it? Tell me what they are. Are they, lay lettuces? They're not. Oh, Tom, I don't know sign language. It's not sign language? Oh, I get you. Now, one word, three syllables, right? Radishes? No, not radishes. Bigger. Cucumber? No. Not cabbages. Oh, God. That shows you how much I know. Hello, Tim. Didn't see you coming.
What are you doing?
Cultivating your garden for you. Your father and I are getting on like a house on fire, aren't we, Tom? Getting on together.
Ah.
See? Do you mind me digging?
Is there any of that tea left?
Well, he's only just made it, so there should be some left, yeah.
Then, come on.
He should do some digging. Make him feel better. Ooh, I'll sleep well tonight. Sky doesn't look too good now, does it? Can I do anything?
Stay inside!
I'm coming over!
Oh, bugger!
What happened?
Bloody said stay inside!
Is it the dinghy?
Look, get that rope. A thicker one.
Which one? I can't see!
Come on, quick! Right, go on, give me enough. Now hold that end and don't let go.
What are you doing? Tim, you can't go in, you'll get smashed. It's only a dinghy, it doesn't matter. Jane!
it now. Now hold on. I'm coming out.
I'm losing it.
Hold the bloody thing.
It's pulling me. Oh, watch out. Are you all right?
Right, just hold it, Rick. Oh, now, I'll give it me. Come on, get out of the way.
Oh, I can help.
Get out of the way.
It's coming. You've got it. It's coming. I've got a
rose hook
on deck.
No!
Oh, God! You've done it! Jeez, you're strong.
I'll tie it off. That tree.
How did it get loose?
The rope sheared.
The thumping woke me up. I thought at first it was the barge that was loose.
No, don't trip over this rope first thing. I should be up, though. Now, I'll get warm. You're soaked.
Well, so are you. Your hand. Now, I've got some bandages, I think. Come back with me. I've got some whiskey, too. Tim?
Take off your anorak, Tim. Oh, sit down. Just pull the sleeping bag over. The dinghy isn't badly damaged, is it? Didn't look too bad.
No.
Well, sit down, please. Would you like a whiskey? You must be frozen.
Could I have tea, please?
Of course you could. Won't take a mo. I like that sweater, Tim.
Me dad knits them.
He knits jumpers?
Well, he don't speak nor hear, so... When he were little, they taught him things.
But it's beautiful. He's very clever. Sugar?
2 spoons.
Beautiful thick wool. All those lovely soft greys. I'll have to get him to make me one. It's really lovely. I'm glad you came over.
Tom made me.
Did he?
Says I've no manners.
You work for Mr. Redmond, don't you?
At the boatyard, mornings. What's to make a marina down here, with proper moorings and water and electrics?
Well, that'd be good, wouldn't it? No mud, no carrying water. Even television and a telephone if you want.
Don't want all that. Well, he won't get planning permission. They've turned him down twice.
Oh, kettle's boiled. What do you do for Redmond?
Well, it's just general... I'm supposed to be doing the track down the field, but he hasn't got the gravel yet. Been saying all winter.
Has he?
He's been good to us, though. Helped us get set up and that.
Here we are. Let me look at that hand.
Have your tea.
Later. Let me look. Timothy, there's a rope burn right across your scar. Yeah. Don't pull away. Stretch your fingers out. Oh... Tim, I'm going to get some ointment.
No.
Oh, it's wonderful, herbal stuff.
Just leave it, eh?
What? Why?
Well, I don't want anything, it's best left.
But it hurts, I don't understand.
Best left.
Please?
It makes you work on it. Makes you use it.
And that's what you did after the accident?
First day, said I'd never use it again.
I see.
Wouldn't work. I didn't want that, so made this hand work the fingers, see?
It must have been agony.
I didn't want to be crippled, did I? I still do it every day, with a ball, like that.
What happened?
But they got new equipment in. It was all foreign.
At the brewery? I'd like you to tell me.
It was the machine which mashed up barley which broke. It were all choked up in tunnel with stuff. There's 9-inch spikes inside, every 6 inches, all clogged up. I was cleaning it when it came on again.
Oh.
It started going round and... Well, first spike went through there, and there, yeah. Second spike went in there. Third went through there, and, well, the fourth was in the shoulder when they saw.
Oh.
It shouldn't have worked with the lid off the tunnel. They offered me £200. Tom said not to take it. They offered me £350, but he said no.
What happened?
Well, the doctor examined me, said I was lucky. They gave me £2,000, and the brewery had to put a switch on it.
But you could use it again only because you flexed it.
Solicitor said I should have got 10 times that. I'd rather have the arm. Bought us the barge. Somewhere for Tom to live.
That's all you got?
I don't need no more. Got Tom's pension and his knitting. Well, barge don't cost nothing.
Does Mr. Redman pay you much?
Rectory pays me for gardening and things.
But Mr. Redman gives you no money?
He gives us bits and pieces.
But that's awful. Well, what about Social Security?
We don't need no more.
You said somewhere for Tom to live. Didn't he have anywhere?
He were a gardener for a big house. But he was getting slower and they sold the cottage you were in. Didn't let on till this couple came to look at it.
You're joking! How can people do that? Oh. You've always been together, you and Tom. Oh, please don't go. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to pry. Don't go. I didn't mean to be nosy.
Tom will be wanting me.
Oh, all right.
Your hair's pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Tom will be wanting.
Will you come and have supper with me next week? Both of you. Hope this storm dies down.
You doing more digging this morning, Tom? Christ, cleared up nice. It's warm. Hey, tell you what, you go up and I'll pass the things when you're out.
Hatch.
No, Ben, not you. Not yet, boy. Do you want anything else? No? Right, well, there's your spade. Look, I'll have to pump the bilges out. There's more water again. Mind your back. Get out the water, Ben, you stupid dog. Go on, out. Now, sit. Sit. Sit there. Oh, bugger, it's still coming in. Oh, she's running the engines again, Tom. He told her to. New engine, new boat, no leaks. I can't find the holes. Patched up the holes. Where the water's getting in? All white, all smooth. Such pretty long, long hair.
Go on, out the way, Ben.
Hey, press the ball. Come on, press the ball. No pain. Doesn't hurt. 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 No pain. Doesn't hurt.
meeting.
Hi, Uncle John.
Come round the back here to the office. I'm glad you've called in. I've got some news for you.
Sarah not here?
Ah, a little quieter. She's just popped out.
What's this news, then?
Let me get some coffee, huh? Well, this refit should have been out a week ago. We're up to our eyes.
If I came in, sea spray.
Fairly splendid, isn't she? Beautiful mahogany, that. So, you survived the walk, then?
Yeah, I could get quite used to it. You are lucky living down here.
Sugar? Tell me, how did you cope last night?
Well, we tossed about a bit, but she's protected mostly by those trees, and the mooring seems very secure.
It'll be high again tonight. Will you make sure Tim double-checks everything? I don't want you breaking up against his old wreck. He'll have to go as soon as we start building. It's a real rust heap.
Don't tell me. The planning's come through.
According to a whisper.
Oh, Uncle John, that's marvellous.
I won't know officially until next month. Rather you didn't mention it yet.
Oh, mum's the word, but that's terrific, aren't you pleased?
Yes. I have to admit feeling quite excited. We didn't expect to hear till October. Have I shown you this?
No.
Have a look. This is the creek and the temporary moorings where you are. This is the boatyard, and this line here is the extent of the empire. I'm negotiating to buy some of this round here, too.
Oh, brill!
And deep water moorings all along here. Showers, small supermarket, clubhouse, the lot.
Oh, I can't believe it's all going to happen. What does Sarah think?
She's relieved. I haven't been the easiest person to live with recently. Listen, about yesterday.
On the phone?
You couldn't have picked a worse moment, I'm afraid.
Nothing to do with me, is it?
It's nothing to do with anything, as far as I can see. She's just overworked, and I'm not helping much. I'm sorry you were involved.
You did ask her before you offered me Chinook, didn't you?
Of course I did.
I don't think I'd be very pleased if some student camped out on my new boat before I'd even found out if she was seaworthy. Oh, Sarah! Hello!
Oh, hello, Jean. Get that for me, will you? My hands are full.
I was hoping to catch you.
Were you all right last night? It got very windy up here, and there's a tree down in the lane.
That was quite exciting, really.
And your neighbours. You're getting on all right with those two.
Oh, yes, I meant to ask.
Oh, Tim's very private, isn't he?
I thought he was just thick.
No, I don't think so. He can't get much practice at talking, that's all.
Oh, do sit down, Jean.
Sarah, I haven't had the chance to thank you in person for letting me stay. In fact, just as you...
Think nothing of it. It's a pleasure. Look what I've brought, Phyllis. Do you think she'll like it?
A bit generous for a couple of days, isn't it?
I think she will.
I think it's lovely.
It's the sort of thing she goes for.
Congratulations about the planning, Sarah. It's marvellous news.
Oh. You've told her?
Well, don't worry. I won't say anything. I'm sworn to secrecy. It'll be a bit different, though. Up here, it's all machinery in progress. Down there, it's all wild and unpredictable. In a way, it's sad that has to change.
The sooner the better. I've been faffing over those plans since we bought the place. Oh, good. You've got some coffee on. I've got Tim washing the car. He wasn't doing anything, was he?
No.
I suppose I mean it's Tim who's unpredictable. I can't work him out. He's really moody, but... Well, all that franticness about exams and essays just seems unnecessary when you're with him. Do you know what they offered him after the injury?
I wouldn't worry. He got a fair settlement in the end.
You think so?
He's not permanently hurt. He was lucky.
Only because he ignored what the doctor said. If he'd listened to them, he'd never have been able to move it.
Oh, for heaven's sake. He's a great strapping lad. And don't forget, all you people getting into a tiz over exams are going to be the wealth earners.
And all those scroungers like Timothy just have to get on as best they can with what's left.
That wasn't what
it could
I meant.
Be different if he wanted a proper job instead of loafing around down here.
But he had a proper job, and look what it did to him.
Stay and talk to John, Jean. I'm just going to throw a few things together.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be a pain. I really am terribly grateful to you both.
Don't be silly. It's a pleasure to have you. And it's quite right to be sympathetic at your age. We'd be worried if you weren't. Give my love to your mother when you speak to her. And come and have dinner here next week.
Oh, yes, of course. I'd like that.
Tim's running me to the station, John. I'll see you before I go.
Let's have that coffee.
Is she going somewhere nice?
Oh, an old friend. I could do with a break myself, come to think of it.
Are you going to tell them on the barge you've got planning?
I don't think so. We won't be starting till it's confirmed. By the way, I've ordered some gravel for the path. You could let them know that.
Why haven't you done it before, Uncle John?
Jeannie, they don't pay me anything for that, Maury.
Well,
Tim works for you.
A few hours in the mornings.
How many? 20? 30? Shouldn't you pay him something?
I'm not in a position to take on anyone else at the moment. When we start building, if I don't give it all to contractors, maybe. We'll see.
But then you want them to move.
Then I'll pay Tim a proper wage and they can afford a proper mooring.
Somewhere else.
I can't stop the plans for a couple of misfits, can I?
But they're happy there. They've started all sorts of things. An allotment.
Now, don't get upset, Jeannie. They knew it was only temporary. The march of progress isn't going to be held up by a few vegetables, is it? Come on. Drink up. I'll run you back.
There's no need to.
It'll take 2 minutes. Come on. Quick look at sea spray before we go.
No. Stay, Ben. Good boy.
Hello, Tim. Some lovely sweaters there, aren't there?
Yeah, I've brought some more, Mrs. Daniels.
Oh, good. The last lot went very quickly. I was pleased. Now, let me see. Oh, got their labels. Seams sewn up nicely. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful designs, Tim.
He said he was sorry these took him a bit longer.
Oh, not to worry. They've been much admired. Will you tell him? Yeah. But then they're original. People always like that.
He does the pattern out of his head.
Oh, yes, he's very clever, your father. Oh, did he only manage to do 5?
Well, we thought you were waiting.
Oh, that is disappointing. Never mind, I'll pay you for these and I'll give you the wool for another 5. We'll have lots of visitors this year, judging by the bookings at the harbour. Boats packed, higgledy-piggledy. There you are. 60, 70, 75. Check it, Tim.
Thanks, Mrs. Daniels.
Ah, it'll be a good thing when Redmond gets his new marina going. Down by you somewhere, isn't it?
When do you want them by?
Midsummer, no worries. Can you manage all that?
Yeah.
You should have enough wool. Here, let me open it. Oh, I wish this weather would make up its mind.
Nice little motor, John. Jags have got class.
I always like comfort. What are your plans for the rest of the day?
Lunch. Walk into town, maybe.
Another walk. You are going to be fit.
Explore a bit, do some shopping, catch the school bus back, then collapse, probably.
I think you've forgotten.
What?
The day of the week.
So?
Nobody I know goes to school on the Saturday.
Oh, fiddle. I could hitch, I suppose. You know, I've completely lost track of the days.
Tell you what, I'll come and pick you up when I finish.
I'm only mooching around.
You could meet at the harbour. Have a coffee or something?
No, don't worry. It'll be good for me, all this walking.
Here you are.
Is that Tim?
Yes.
Where does he go?
I've given them a little shed up there. For the bike, so it's out of sight.
Well, thanks for the lift, then.
You're going to tell me what happened to that boyfriend of yours? Marcus, wasn't it?
Ooh.
Messy?
I don't know what to tell you, really.
Was it someone else?
Well, nothing like that.
Try me.
I think there must be something wrong with me. Marcus has had such a good life. Do you know what I mean? He's never had to struggle or want for anything. He's always been praised for everything. Makes him so bloody optimistic all the time.
Isn't that rather attractive?
I should be, but... he thinks he's a realist, but he's not at all. He doesn't know what life's like when it's shitty. Oh, Uncle John, I don't want to be married to someone who buys and sells money, do I? I'd have to be a Volvo wife, starting up trust funds for the kiddiewinks before their first burp. I don't want all that. Ugh. I don't want what Marcus represents. He doesn't understand, of course. He thinks if I love him, it's enough. And I do love him.
Jeannie, you're only 19. There's so many options once you've finished university. Go off and do something interesting. Then see how you feel. There'll always be Marcuses around, I promise you.
The
Does Tim take Ben on the bike?
In the sidecar.
He doesn't.
He sits there with his ears pricked up, his tongue lolling, and a lopsided, excited look as Tim throws the thing round corners, far too fast.
I should be sorry for them, but I'm not. If anything, I'm a bit envious.
Oh, come on. You don't want to live like that.
Oh, I don't know. Being outside the system might be quite fun. Well,
ruddy nuisance for everyone else.
Except when they're a cheap labour force. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I know I'm benefiting living on the Chinook. You couldn't have built her if you weren't making enough profit. Oh, it's all so bloody difficult. You're laughing at me.
No, I'm not.
You will tell them soon, won't you?
As soon as I can.
Well, I'm going this time. Thanks for the natter. Are you happy?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. What a juvenile question.
No, are you?
Well, that's not quite how I'd put it. Of everything we've worked for, the marina's finally about to happen. I'd like to build myself an even bigger boat, but... Yes? Yes, life's fairly tolerable.
Good. Thanks for the lift. I'm not depressed about Marcus. Just sad.
I wonder, do you fancy doing something tonight? As I'm all self my by. Would you like to? A film or something?
Tamerton has a cinema?
It doubles as a roller rink, but yes, it has.
I really should get down to things.
Change your mind. I'm at the office till 4:30. Ring me.
Oh! You startled me. I didn't see you.
You're going down the field?
Yes.
Oh, it's drying up a bit.
Mm, yeah. Oh, the gravel's coming any day now.
He told you?
Yes.
Are you his girlfriend?
Good heavens, no. He's my uncle, sort of.
Oh.
Didn't you know?
Well, nobody said.
The garden looked okay after last night.
Well, Tom's got a lot more to go in.
Where does that path go?
Up the estuary. Never anyone else that way.
Would you come with me after lunch? For a walk? It's such a nice day, I don't feel like sitting cooped up. Will you? Oh, it's lovely and warm. You wouldn't believe last night was so terrible.
I've fixed another bracket for the outboard.
But that's all the damage. Where does this lead to eventually?
It comes out on top of the cliff. Steep cliff.
I thought you'd bring Ben.
Tom likes him for company.
Ah. I'd love to look inside your barge sometime.
Oh, it's all old.
Oh, how lovely. I'm puzzled how Ben manages. Isn't it too steep for him?
Well, he gets down all right, sort of, you know, slithers, but well, I have to give him a lift up.
Do you?
Yeah, on my shoulders, a fireman's lift.
Isn't he heavy?
He loves it.
Where did you find the barge? Oh, look!
Redman sold us it.
Oh, Tim, it's wonderful up here. Such views. I can see all the way across. That's not Aldermouth, is it? Oh, thank you for bringing me. What are you looking at?
Toadstools, nothing.
Where? Show me.
On the tree trunk here, see?
Oh, they're huge. So orange.
You kissed him.
He's a very old family friend. You were watching us. Tim! Wait! Looks a long way down. We should have bought a picnic. Do you think it's warm enough for a suntan? Did you ask my uncle about making a garden?
Well, when we came, he said he couldn't pay me anything, but we could grow a few vegetables, maybe keep a few chickens, things like that.
Oh.
Well, we didn't get round to it first summer. Too busy patching holes in the boat. It's been too muddy this year till now. But Tom's had it all planned. Trays of seedlings under the windows. Well, something to do apart from knitting. But I look at him and... he's happy as Larry.
What would happen if the planning permission comes through?
It won't.
It might, Tim.
No! He's got to have a garden.
You're very close to Tom, aren't you? Have you always been together?
Except once.
And where did you go?
Away.
Why did you go? What happened to your mother?
No, it's nothing to do with her. She died when I was little.
Well, why then? Oh, do you mind me asking?
No.
And why did you come back?
I wanted to get away. I'd always lived with my dad. I wanted to be in the army when the Falklands started. I wouldn't have me. My friend was in before. He never came back. I just went. Hitchhiked, got lifts, anywhere. I walked around this lake in Scotland. Stopped at night. Ate in pubs or built fires. Well, this night I walked on a beach till I couldn't walk no more. There was this cliff. There wasn't no path round it, so I had to go up. I had the tent and pans and clothes, and I pulled myself up on tree roots. I got to the top in the dark and put up the tent. It started to rain. Now, I was asleep when the storm came. Great crack of lightning across the sky and inside the tent. Hit the tent pole, went across from side to side and down the other tent pole. Everything was lit up by this bright white light. And I saw Tom's face. All puckered up because he wanted to tell me something and he couldn't. So I came back quick and they were throwing him out of the home where he'd lived since I was little. I should be dead. Should be dead from the Falklands. I should be dead because I left Tom. I won't ever leave him again.
Why do you blame yourself?
It wouldn't have happened if I'd been there. He had rights.
Where did he go?
They gave him a room in a garage till I come back. Well, then we got someone's caravan. And then we came here. Quiet here. We do what we like.
I'm spoiling your peace.
I'm glad you've come. Why do you read all the time?
I'm doing a degree in humanities.
Nah, learning's bad. It makes you want things.
Oh, Tim, it's not. Oh, you can't think that. It helps you. Makes you freer.
No, it makes you want things you can't have.
You're wrong, Tim. I think it helps you get the things you want, or need. It stops people walking over you, like governments, big businesses. Because you know what's right. Your rights. Ethics and philosophy and theology...
It's all right for you, you're clever.
So are you.
I always came bottom. I hated school.
Oh, well, I'm lucky. I've always loved it.
What are you reading?
At the moment? It's quite apt, I suppose. About Rousseau. Have you heard of him? He was a Frenchman who thought civilization was going too far, destroying things that were natural and spontaneous. Most of his contemporaries thought he was mad.
Is it a big book?
Big.
Is it difficult?
No, I don't think so.
Could I read it?
Of course you could. Would you really be interested?
Maybe.
I'll send you a copy when I get back.
That doesn't matter.
Well, I need my copy just now, but I will, I promise. As soon as I get back.
It doesn't matter.
Who does the cooking? Who's the galley slave?
What?
You or Tom? Everything looks so pretty, doesn't it, suddenly? I haven't felt this good for months.
I'd better get back.
Oh, do you have to go?
Well, Tom will be wondering.
You always go so suddenly. Give me a hand up. Oh.
Well, the dog might want to go out and he'll be wondering.
Don't go, Tim. Touch me.
You have hair like my mother.
I'm not coming down to the boats, Tim. I'm going into Tamerton. A few bits and pieces. Look, there's Ben. I thought he was in the barge.
Ben!
I'll see you. Do you need anything? I should catch the shops if I'm quick. Tim?
Ben! Here, boy!
You don't need a thing, do you?
She's not here, Dad. Still in town. Nice boat, this. New. Clean. But it's fast. Fast out to sea. Now, where shall I put it? Books. She has so many books. Hide it. Now, where shall I hide it? Pillow? Hide it under the pillow. Yeah, that's where she should find it.
Blimey, it's dark. You startled me. What are you standing out there for? Aren't you cold? What are you watching? Is it something in the estuary? No, 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 all right. I won't come any closer. Don't worry. Is something the matter? Is it because I stayed out late in town? Oh, I've just seen A World Apart. It's brilliant. A real whoopee. You weren't waiting for me, were you? Tim? Oh, then we had a quick drink in the Balmy Arms. Do you know it? Lots of people. Tim, don't... All right, Ben. He'll be back for you. He'll be back.
She's home now, Dad. Should I tell her? No, no. Can't tell anyone. The leak's all right, Dad. It's not coming in any faster. I've seen to it, the leak's all right. She's got your jumper. She's got your beautiful jumper for her. Beautiful long hair. Don't leave me.
Come
down now.
What?
Oh, I want you to see the barge.
Tim, it's after midnight.
I want you to. Come now.
Hang on, I'll get my head around. Tim, wait! Tim, I can't see
well enough.
You're hurting my wrist. Don't pull me, Tim. What's wrong with you?
Now, turn round and do it backwards. Hold on to that rail. You stay out there.
No, don't leave me.
So hold on tight.
You do pick your times, don't you?
Come through here.
Oh. After my little boat, this is a palace.
It's all rotten when you look.
Oh, it's huge.
Tom's in here.
Is he sleeping? I don't want to disturb him.
He won't mind.
I think I'd better wait till morning. I have to thank him for my wonderful sweater. How much do I owe him?
I wanted to show you the boat.
You're very proud of it, aren't you?
It hasn't got an engine anymore.
So you can't go anywhere?
Generator's in there. I sleep there. And we've got a shower with hot water. I mean, you have to fill that up, but it's good.
Did you always know about boats?
Well, only what's sense.
Oh, you must be learning a lot working at the boatyard. The plan for the new marina all sounds wonderful.
He won't want us then.
Yes, he will.
Oh, he wants new boats. Fiberglass boats that have got engines. In everything white. No mud. Nothing dirty. Won't want no dumb wrecks like this. He's got it, hasn't he?
There'll always be a place for you, somewhere. I promise. I'll make him promise.
He has, hasn't he?
Yes! Is that what you wanted? I'm sorry I couldn't tell you earlier. You will be okay. You might have to start another garden.
Garden don't matter.
Well, what then? Tim? Is there something else? But I can't help if you won't talk. Have you thought what you might do when Tom gets older?
I won't leave him.
But sometime he mightn't still be with
you. I won't leave him. I won't ever leave him.
People die, Tim.
They won't. He won't die. He isn't going to.
What?
Well, I won't let him. He can't. He won't die.
Timothy, where's Tom?
Won't leave him. Not going to. Won't leave him. Not going to.
Is your father?
Not going to. Won't.
Tim?
No!
Is this what you wanted to tell me?
No, I won't leave him. I won't ever leave him. Get out of here.
Tim.
Go on, get out.
Oh, Tim.
Get out. Get out.
He's in here, isn't he? In the cabin. He's not sleeping, is he? I'm going to look.
No.
I have to. But please don't touch me. I have to, Tim. There's no pulse. Anything. What happened?
I shouldn't have left him. The door was banging about. I shouldn't have left him.
When? When was the door banging?
See, Ben was out, so I knew. He kept pulling at me, biting at me to come back.
After the walk?
I knew he was there. At the bottom. So all crumpled. I held him. And then he smiled. Then he went.
Oh, Tim.
I don't know what to do. Don't leave me. I won't know what to do.
Tim.
Hamilton 310.
Sarah, is Sir John there? Sarah? Oh, no. Oh, come on. Why won't you work? Shit.
Oh, come on, you bastard. You start for her, start for us. Yes. Yes, you beauty, yes. Now we'll see what you're made of. Yes. You can do it. Oh, come on, pull, you bastard. Pull. It's coming away.
Yeah, that's it, Ben.
God, steady, boy, steady, boy. She's coming.
Rev her up, Connors. Come on, harder.
Down the field, miss.
Stick with the track if you can.
I hope they have the sense to stay put on the road. It wouldn't help if they got stuck.
Well, you can take this back up. We need a stretcher.
Follow the bend round under the trees. The barge is just here. I can't see anything. He can't have... Oh, my God. He's moved it. He's used Chinook. Tim! Timothy!
Stop the mooring line.
He's taken the cruiser. He's taken my uncle's cruiser.
Get onto the Coast Guard, quick.
Yes, sir.
The barge didn't have an engine. He's pulling it with a brand new boat. It hasn't had its trials yet.
Or does he know how to handle it?
I don't know.
Tide's running high.
Oh, God. John will kill me.
We better get moving. Let's get over to the harbour.
Red alert. Before it drifts in the Alderman's estuary. Two persons on board.
Can you give me the exact position? Never mind, Ben. Never mind, old boy.
You found it? About 10 minutes out. We're up at the slipway with the ambulance.
And then what happened, miss?
He told me they had to lift the dog up because the metal steps are too steep. He'd managed somehow to get him up as far as the door, but then he must have slipped and hit his head. He was dead for hours and I didn't know.
Why didn't the son tell anyone?
I think he thought it was his fault for leaving him on his own. And he wanted him to be okay.
Thank you.
Uncle John. Oh, Uncle John.
We've only just heard.
The cruiser's out there with those idiots on board.
Are you all right?
They're not on the cruiser. They're on the barge.
Where's Chinook?
They haven't found her.
What do you mean they haven't found her?
They think he cut her loose round the point somewhere.
What, just like that? £64,000 worth of seagoing hull and they don't know where she is?
They think he's still on the barge.
Oh, he's wrecking her. That piece of rubbish is deliberately wrecking Chinook. Oh, you're so bloody generous, Redmond. Why did you let them near the place?
Sarah.
Did your friend here perhaps tell them about planning?
Sarah.
Why are all these police standing around? Why aren't they out looking for her?
Sweetheart, the old man's dead.
Oh, my bloody life, it's been second best.
We are expecting news of the cruiser any moment, Mrs. Redmond.
The barge must be your priority. I understand that.
There's room for the three of you in the rover, sir. Mrs. Redmond will be a darn sight warmer in there.
I'd like to wait here.
Well, you're very welcome. Mrs. Redmond?
Yes.
Could I have a word, sir? They found the dog further out.
I don't understand. What happened?
What's happening out there? Is that them?
They're towing the barge in.
Can you see anyone on board?
It's too far away yet, Jeannie.
They were sending divers down. I'm sorry about Chinook.
What happened?
After he showed me Tom in the back cabin, I tried to make him come with me for help, but he wouldn't. He kept saying, I don't know what to do. I won't know what to do. It was so sad.
Then Sarah put down the phone. I was so surprised, I just thought she was away. Did she think we were up to something? It took me too long to get back, and when I did...
It isn't your fault, Jeannie.
Oh, but it is.
Diver's coming up now, sir. Affirmative.
What about the dog?
We picked him up, apparently, further down the creek. He must have swum for it.
They found Ben.
Very sorry for himself. They're bringing him over.
Okay. Stand by, ambulance.
You must let Sarah explain why she put the phone down, why she came back.
Oh, Uncle John. We were making love.
What?
Tim and I. When it happened, when his father fell. We went for a walk along the cliffs and got to this little clearing looking over the river. I was going to tell him you'd got the planning application. I couldn't bear them not knowing. He turned round and put his face in my hair. I thought I was giving him something. I wasn't. I was taking all that strength, all that anger. If he is down there in the back cabin with his father, it won't be because his father died. It'll be because we didn't have a place for him anymore. What did we expect him to do, Uncle John? Where did we expect him to go this time?
Get the stretchers on the slipway.
Oh, what about the accident, sir?
Oh, no, you won't be needing that.
Bring the bodies ashore now, sir.
Both of them?
Yes.
Why did the barge sink?
Well, the riveting had been going for a while. It was very rusty, but... Do you want to know, miss? Once they were out at sea, he'd used a crowbar to prise up the panels. Well, then he must have used his hands. They were cut open on the edge of the metal. One of them all the way up to the shoulder.
Oh.
Oh, God.
The boy worked for you, I believe, sir.
They both did.
Well, could you let me have their full names, then, Mr. Redmond?
I'm sorry, I can't offhand.
Well, perhaps your wife would know.
I don't think she will. I don't think we ever had need of their names.
What about you, miss?
I didn't know their name either.
Well, I wouldn't worry. I'm sure we'll find some form of identification on the bodies. I'd get the young lady to bed if I were you, sir. Good night now.
Good night, officer. Come on, Jimmy.
Did you find any items, sir?
No. I found nothing on them. Okay. Take them home.
Jean was played by Sylvester Latuzel. And Tim by Stephen Tompkinson. John Redman, Jeffrey Whitehead. Sarah, Alice Arnold. Tom, Michael Graham Cox. Jean's mother, Diana Bishop. Mrs. Daniels, Joe Kendall. PC Connors, David Googe. And the police sergeant, David King. Ben was played by Brock. The New Mariner was written by Julia Schofield and directed by Jane Morgan.
Next week's Saturday Night Theatre is a dramatisation of John Buchan's classic The 39 Steps, with David Rintoul as Richard Hannay, which is being broadcast to mark the 50th anniversary of John Buchan's death.